and FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. On the web at krvs.org. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
Image 73 bring you something different.
Moribund music of the 70s. Cali Award winner Dick Vaughan takes you all the way back to a long-forgotten period to explore the lost realms of a slow and indiscriminate culture, sauntering through the last phases of the American Dream era. Brought to you in authentic 1970s stereophonic format, you will relive or experience for the first time the past as it actually happens. Through music, commercials, news reports, contests, phone calls, and most importantly, Dick Vaughan's moribund music of the 70s.
Nebulous. Oblique.
All individual logo elements have been isolated from the larger cuts of the winning score to provide additional short IDs and promo pieces. There are acapellas, dozens and dozens of instrumental thematic elements, an entire catalog of scored production music in every possible tempo, intensity, and texture.
Listen. Oh, a synchronizer, huh?
Execute a perfect cut.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Execute a perfect cut.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. Yes.
Negative.
One, two, three. Do that again.
Negative.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Do that again. One, two, three, four, five. Too much, too much.
They've all got something in common.
Or they wouldn't have gone to this trouble.
They're all using
short jingles.
There's nothing wrong with short jingles, for God's sake. They make for a better format and flow.
We agree.
What they are.
There are a lot of good reasons for short IDs.
What they are.
But there's no reason they should make you sound the same as everybody else.
Same as everybody else.
What they are. What they are. What they are. Is marvelous pirates and great presenters of other people's ideas.
They look pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
They look good.
Yes, in spite of the more ridiculous excesses.
Now that sounds different.
That's different. That's different.
We're talking about selling records. We're not talking about, you know, bringing in people for nostalgia purposes here.
And down the dollar.
in the middle of the dial of nowhere.
Mayonnaise.
What a bunch of Rudy Poops. Rudy Poops.
Come on, baby.
Know what I mean?
Oh, sookie, sookie now.
So please, whatsoever you do.
I'm a human radio station. Got it?
Okay. Okay. Calling me no disc jockey and all that other stuff. I'm the greatest radio personality in the world.
Hey, man!
Come on, I can play me some Pink Floyd.
Rudy, please.
They don't understand the fragmentation. Let's take a phone call.
Day in and day out. So they sat and listened to the radio day in and day out. So they sat and listened to the radio day in and day out. So they sat and listened to the radio day in and day out to see what it was that was popular.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
They don't understand the fragmentation.
They could be still making a lot of records and a lot of money to the record companies in 1992. That's what we've been talking about. Who is going to be
number one?
Have the staying power. Who will be around?
Number one.
7 years from now.
Number one.
The top vote getter for him to be a superstar in 1992. Prince, Frank State, they feel he'll be around, will not burn out. Prince following close behind, although some people wonder whether he will maybe get a win and decide not to be in the record business.
Michael Jackson
was still the third top vote getter to be around with us in 1992. Lionel Richie is fourth.
Well, it's become a very big business, and there are small companies too that's fragmented, but I think that, yes, it's a very big business. Listen.
I got permanently breast hangups over here.
What you doing, old-timer?
Singing, can't you tell?
But you're only interested in gold.
That's why I'm singing, going after a gold record.
Try Nuco Margarine.
How's it gold?
Nuco's good as gold. For very little silver.
It'll never sell.
Sure will. Nuco tastes like butter and costs much less than the other fancy margarines.
Nice tune, but you can't dance to that.
Standardization.
Means it's big, big business. Means it's big, big business.
And yet another perfect cut.
$5 billion a year in the United States. That doesn't include the personal appearance tours, doesn't include the merchandising, doesn't include the music publishing and the songwriting, and all of the ancillary tie-ins like a deal with Coca-Cola for $5, $10, or $12 million to tie in with a particular soft drink manufacturer.
I like a piece of meat.
It depends upon at what point in their career. Certainly in the beginning of their career, it could be 8% of the retail selling price, 10%, 12%. It depends if their producer is included. A big superstar, you should figure, is getting about 20% of the retail selling price of a record.
Perfect cut.
I would think so, and maybe some kickers and well and some other bonuses, but they also get guarantees in advance that they might get a $5 billion advance against their royalties, which means it's recouped against each unit they sell, but if they don't ever have to return that. That's the beginning of what's called the depersonalization of the artist. But that's also the beginning of the money-making process, because all of this is a business. It's making music, but it's also making money. What's on everybody's lips today?
You can cut your meat bill in half or eliminate it entirely.
Is it budget, budget, and budget, and budget? Is it budget, budget, and budget, and budget? Well,
certainly it's an annoying noise.
Budget and budget and budget, budget, budget and budget and budget, and budget and budget, budget and budget, budget and budget, budget, budget and budget and budget, budget, budget and budget and budget, budget, budget and budget, 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 budget and budget and budget, 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 budget and budget, 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 budget and budget. Budget. Well, I suppose little wonder with a high cost of eating.
I said I like a...
And then he stopped.
I'd like to go to college, probably at UCLA, because I hear they have nice weather. Good looking guys, and oh, what a party place. And, you know, it's not too bad of a school either. And, let's see, I'd like to have next year in high school, you know, I'd like to make a lot of friends, have a nice time with them. And I'd like to get a few boyfriends and have a nice time with them. And, let's see, you know, I'd like to go to a lot of parties at this time. I want to when I grew up, I want to get a white rabbit convertible and live in a nice place and have a dog named Gidget who would never leave me. And I'd like to work in a nice building downtown with a bunch of good-looking guys working there. I can have a nice time and, you know, take my friends out to lunch and buy my parents nice things and just be a happy person. And the most important thing in my life is to go to heaven when I die.
I think that's it.
That was exciting because it was so foreign to the adults.
Another one of those idiots. How did they allow them to be on the air this long?
Oh, it was, I mean, they were so turned off to that music, including myself.
As I said before, give them another brand and they'd be a half-wit.
We've been listening to you and you've been telling us that you had identity problems.
Give them credit for having that much sense.
When I first played it, I said, is this for real?
Canned music.
Is this for real?
That's what do you expect from dropouts?
You told us that your competitors' jingles sound like yours. You've been telling us that you need to increase flow out of stop sets.
Another one of those idiots. How did it?
That jingles shouldn't hang up the flow at the most crucial time. The time that you need to get from a commercial break back into music. You've been telling us that you need a new way of handling promo lines.
One of the guys who was on before me says, Casey, says, you know, nobody's going to listen to you. He says, what's happening is this new music. Maybe I should listen more closely. And I did, and I learned to dance to it. And then it was over. I was sucked in.
Mark, what do you listen to?
And you've been telling us that the jingles need to be shorter.
One radio station, one vital channel of communication, is the single voice that can speak for it all.
Damn!
Now, listen.
Mark, you just claimed a $100 bill.
Oh, my God.
$100, Mark.
I don't believe it.
$100. Oh, my God. I have a heart
attack. Oh,
$100 bill.
Fantastic.
You like that?
The modulators.
Cut five. WCFL.
Now let's add timpani to accent call letters.
WCFL.
Now let's add the orchestra.
Cut 13.
WCFL.
Increase identity with vehicles that will increase flow. That's the idea. IDs that hit hard and hit running. Shotgun intros and accents on each letter of your call.
Balls of fire.
IDs to increase flow out of stop sets. We call the series the Propellants.
New sugar-free Dr. Pepper.
Clip joint.
It tastes as good as regular Dr. Pepper.
With the Propellant insert cuts, your personalities are tied to your call letters. Notice how the orchestra accents the call letters to drive home your logo.
You thought I didn't see you now, didn't you?
How often should jingles be played?
Cut 11.
Let's face facts. A top 40 station's average listening span is lucky to be only 11 minutes.
Pathetic.
You must identify yourself within your audience listening span. You also need enough musical identification to avoid predictability.
Now, something different. Cut 8.
Flow activation. That means keeping the energy flow constant between elements, whether or not those elements complement one another.
Hey, forget the stereo beacon.
Series also includes up to 9 DJ shouts.
The Catfish, Jay West.
Plus over 30 special electronic components for use in contest, production, and as personal identifiers for each DJ.
Dick Vaughan's moribund music of the 70s. Please come along with Dick as he officially offers you this last chance excursion into yesteryear. For soon, the path will be overgrown and lost forever. From January 1st, 1970 to December 31st, 1979, we've got your moribund music.
Powerful identification and increased flow. All tempos are covered, fast, moderate, and slow.
And your promo lines are handled with the Propellant insert cuts.
Mr. Joe Simon for Coke.
Insert cuts. W, solid gold, CFL.
Today and tomorrow only.
All-hit music, CFL.
The insert cuts also enable you to handle a cold start transition smoothly.
Cal Martin with the honeycomb. This is What Ads.
Today and tomorrow only. Top selling stereo LP sale price at just $266. 8-track tapes now only $444. Featuring a fantastic assortment of bestsellers from Billboard Magazine's Top 100, including LPs and tapes by The Jackson 5, The Carpenters, Elton John, Neil Young, Cat Stevens, Black Sabbath, James Taylor, and Ike and Tina Turner.
Four specially selected favorites are coming up in just minutes. So keep listening.
I'm Jenny Miller with news headlines for December 1978. In the news this month, U.S. space probes strike Venus on target. The average price of regular gasoline soars to 76.7 cents per gallon. A killer twister rocks northwestern Louisiana to the tune of $100 million as Leif Garrett dances his way into the top 10 for the very last time.
The power, ideas, and imagery.
Brass. 8 bass.
Strings.
7 verse.
Percussion.
9 HM.
Power is ideas in station imagery.
And it won't take even a second longer on the air, because the logo statement and reinforcement is woven throughout the instrumental background, giving you an exciting way to accentuate your message.
You can hear the power. Let your listeners feel it.
Oh boy. Oh boy. We're jamming. We're the Europe, not jammers.
It's called the power because it's solid reinforcement of your program.
And another cut.
It's so annoying, I used to just shut the radio right off.
That formed the basis of the bill. To win Pliny's support, the EFLers had already dropped an attempt to increase the state's cigarette health impact fee. In a meeting last week...
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, jam the box.
Or perhaps even in America, he attempts to jam.
Is that what we were waiting for?
And the special effects are just amazing. Jam the box.
A better transition in half the time. The jingle never gets in the way of the flow.
I'll hit music.
There's no way we're going to keep the jammers out of here.
Horabund Music, 1970.
I still say Dick Vaughn is a prostitute.
Yeah!
He said Dick Vaughn was a prostitute.
Jesus Christ.
I said Dick Vaughn.
Stop all that noise.
Number one. If you would like to understand the words to this music, what you have to do is put on a pair of headphones, turn the volume at a very low level, and you can hear the words very clearly. You can't hear them through the speakers.
On the other side of this record...
On the other side of this record... On the other side of this record...
Another perfect cut!
This is the weather, man. That's
sewer
mouth, and it sounds like
and
crap, doesn't it?
And now, 200 cuts later, another cut.
I've been going at it for about half an hour now.
Perfect cut.
Cut. Now's the time. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money.
Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a switch. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a switch. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a switch. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a switch. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a. Now's the time. Now's the time. What a. You've got time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of money. What a switch. Now's the time. You've got 48 hours to save a lot of time. What a switch. Now's the time. Switch. Now's the time. What a switch. What a switch. What a switch.
Remember, nothing happens until someone buys something.
Now you might be telling yourself, the project sounds great.
What can I say? It's just beautiful.
The project in its package form is available for your use immediately with your own chosen title for the album, as well as the entire inside cover surface for your use. Take two high-quality stereo LPs, put them in a full-color jacket, add a beautiful sexy gal on front, and candid photos of the KQ jocks inside.
We don't need words like hard-hitting.
And you've got a bombshell.
Perfect, God.
In the retail stores, the album will sell for $4.88, and you will receive an additional 25 cents per album above the royalty rate set for mail order. The stores will receive the album on a 90-day consignment basis with 100% return guarantee. They will be billed $3.73 per album at the end of the consignment period for records sold, and this is the highest quality pressing in the industry.
Yes!
A complete cut-by-cut demo tape, the lyric sheet, and information about other services, please return the enclosed reply.
Moribund music of the 70s.
I'm going to go reproduce. Stand by. The Stickleback, Polymorphous Perverse.
That was really good.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yes.
What about the record?
Ah, they'll get it.
I don't know.
What?
If I can hold on to it.
Robert W. Morgan, are you undecided about what to do after graduation? Well, maybe you'd like to go to college, but, well, it costs a lot of money. Well, try this on. How about starting a career and getting a college education at the same time? You can do both in today's Army. The Army will start you with a career you'll want to keep in civilian life and give you the opportunity to get your college degree. The Army will even pay 75% of your tuition. Now, if that sounds like something you'd be interested in, you owe it to yourself to get all the details. And your nearby Army representative's got it, so give him a call. He's listed in the Yellow Pages under Recruiting. Ah, Tom T. Hall. And his love is, don't you?
I love little baby rubber, old pickup trouble, slow moving train, I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and May. And I love fuzzy puppies,
fun.
Trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die, to die, to die, to die, to die, to die, to die.
Ceremonial way with food, and the purpose of alcohol is truth and celebration, not inebriation. He added, if you're forbidden to use it until college, you drink to get drunk. Although the issue, my cautious opinion now is that my teenage sons have more to gain than to lose by having a taste of wine now and then with it. If I taste, I would definitely have a couple of sips. Perhaps not a book of wax. Perhaps I would not. Pioneer Press, March 30th, can supervise sips at home. Help teach teens to drink. We turn next to one of Jane Brody's personal health columns published in the New York Times, March 15th. It says, terminal options for the irreversibly ill. My separation column, a heartfelt appeal for a graceful life, comes with a failure on how people too sick to reap meaningful pleasure from life might be able to control their
disease. Hey, guys.
Many seeking such control are...
You're listening to Sounds and
Influence
here on KRBS.
Want their hard-earned money squandered on coffee. They do not want to keep their bodies alive when their minds are gone. They consider inhumane, hooked up to all sorts of medical apparatus, unable to control bodily functions, or to with loved ones. The desire to taste and death is not
sound collage coming out of Negative Lands, The Perfect Cut, reliving 1970s radio the way it never was, unless you were driving down back roads in the country in the middle of nowhere, maybe between Oakdale and Pocognac, and you were picking up two or three stations at the same time. That's the whole inspiration to
what we do here, or at least what we're doing tonight. Also in the mix, Deviation Social and Robert W. Morgan. Terry Jacks, Season in the Sun. To die.
To die. To die. To die. To die. To die.
To die. Two prominent organizations that respond to those who face end-of-life issues, including a desire to hasten their own death, Compassion and Choices, and Final Exit Network, are different in philosophical approach and the services they provide. Compassion and Choices has regional teams throughout the country. The central office in Denver can direct callers to the nearest team. You can try CompassionateChoices.org. As described by Judith Schwartz, a registered nurse and clinical coordinator for Compassion and Choices of New York, people seeking assistance are visited by a trained volunteer for reviews of a variety of end-of-life options, including obtaining adequate treatments, controlling control symptoms, perhaps perhaps. The organization does not advertise and has no agenda, but the court says
that. Seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the sand.
That's Terry Jacks. And Seasons in the Sun. I don't know how old that song is. I know the first time I heard it was back in 1962 on a Kingston Trio album. Rod McEwen wrote the words. This is Robert W. Morgan, and today's Army has openings for young men and women interested in an exciting job at the U.S. Army Security Agency. If foreign language, electronics, or communications is your thing, let your local Army representative put it all together for you. He's listed in the Yellow Pages under Recruiting. Janice Jones, Lee and Bobby McGee.
In their thorough and compassionate book on end-of-life options, To Die Well, Dr. Sidney Wanzer and Dr. Joseph Glenn Mullen of Harvard University Health Services notes that refusal of hydration is faster and less distressing than hastening death. Dr. Schwartz pointed out that 1.3 million people die each year in American hospitals as a consequence of someone's withhold or withdraw life-sustaining treatment. Patients can refuse unwanted treatment if they are mentally competent, or a health care agent can make the request for them if the patient had previously completed a living will and health care promise. Intolerable pain or anxiety near the end of life is the use of high doses of opiates to reduce suffering, which can lead to death from respiratory depression. A 1997 Supreme Court decision, Vacco v. Quill, suggested that this medical practice was lawful for the primary purpose to relieve suffering. But amassing adequate doses of sedatives, once popular among patients seeking to hasten their death, is now rarely a viable option, since doctors who prescribe them in large amounts for particular patients risk prosecution by the Drug Enforcement Agency. The method is limited to those able to swallow dozens of pills within a few minutes. Dr. Wanzer and Dr. Glenn Mullen, for a an especially rapid method of ending life promoted by the Final Exit Network, like Compassion and Choices, which provides all kinds of help for people nearing the end of life. The network relies on trained volunteers, but it is limited to helping suffering individuals hasten their own deaths. The network's Exit Guide program accepts members with various incurable diseases that cause intolerable suffering. Members must be cognitively functional,
physically strong enough to perform the required tasks and able to procure the needed items. Healing when inhaled in place of oxygen results in loss of consciousness within a minute and heart stoppage in 15 minutes without causing the unpleasant sensation other than the author supported. For more information about the network,
here's another hit tune from that TV movie, Sunshine. John Denver's My Sweet Lady, Kirkby Young.
That's going to wrap it for Robert W. for today's Army. Till I see you again soon, good luck and good morning.
Production and sound. Fifth Dimension Records. See, he's so important to their sound. You know, experience counts. You take job hunting. It's much easier to find the job you want when you've got prior experience. Today's Army recognizes the value of your experience through a program called Stripes. Your skills, previous job training, and experience can put you in line for an advanced starting pay grade, an opportunity for accelerated promotion. A combined total of 2 years' experience and training, 165 skills is usually enough to qualify you. So check it out with your local Army representative. He's listed in the Yellow Pages under recruiting. This is Mason Williams in the Classical Gas. And that's going to wrap it for Robert W. for today's Army. Till I see you again soon, good luck and good morning. Songs, he writes stories, and this particular story song is about a washed-up disc jockey. Now, I don't know whether you can identify with that or not, but I know I sure can. It's called W-O-L-D.
Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at W-O-L-D-D-D-D. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. Good morning, boys, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. The drinking I did on my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound. They let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, the late night talk show. Now I work my way down home again. And I know that's how this business goes. I am the morning DJ at W-O-L-D-D-D. Thank you.
had this crazy dream that I just take off my car. But you can travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. Thinking that I should stop this jockeying and start that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more.
Tuning.
I
everyone
am
gets
a
DJ. It's not the boys.
It's Robert W. Morgan with the music for today's Army. This is the kind of cooking stuff I like. Billy Paul.
It's safe for current transplant patients to go off their medicines. Doing so could lead to organ rejection and even death, doctors warn. And Sachs said the treatment will not solve the country's organ shortage. In the 1990s, Sachs showed the treatment could work in a kidney recipient who was a good genetic match. The woman, who had an organ and marrow transplant in 1998, has not needed anti-rejection drugs for a decade. The new study involved five people who got kidneys from parents or siblings who had slightly different tissue types than the patients.
Sounds Unusual is produced in the studios of KRVS right here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Theme music by Frog. I'm Cecil Doyle. Join us again next week at the same time for more
Sounds Unusual.